Locker room chats continue tonight on KNZA. We're talking Perry LeCompton, joined now by the head football coach, Mike Paramore. It's brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry. Also want to thank Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. A lot to get into with the coach this week as they get set for a matchup with Hayden tomorrow night. We'll talk about that in a moment. But, Coach, the new football district assignments are out for the 26 and 27 seasons. Coach is busy with that and getting that all squared away, you know, this week. And, you know, for Class 3A, you guys next year, District number 3, and Hayden, Santa Fe, Trail, Bishop Ward, and Baldwin. That is the district that rounds out for you guys in the next couple of years. So it's a little bit different. You know, Hayden's still in there, but what are your thoughts on how the district shapes up for your team here over the 26 and 27 seasons?
Yeah, when they release all the classification stuff, everybody starts getting their Kansas maps out and putting pins and dots on there and kind of seeing and guessing with Keisha of where you're going to end up. And that's kind of where we thought. And then Keisha does give you some indicators, and they told us the Big East was going to have four together and one separate. And looking at it, it looked like we were going to get pushed that way. And we've been that way before. I mean, we sat right on that bubble where we're going to go. And then with Nemaha jumping back up to 3A, that kind of solidified that push would push us back to the east and the south a little bit to that district. But, you know, it is what it is. And we're thinking about it now, but we still got stuff in front of us that we want to take care of and play. Hayden stays in the district good. And, you know, we don't want to get away from the Big East, but it kind of, Keisha forces your hand on that when they put you in a district. We like playing it. I mean, whether we're 5-0 or 0-5, it's good folks, and that's what we want to play. And that's something I've always believed in our program. We want to play good people, and that's going to make us better and make us a better team and better kids and better players.
Well, let's talk about the game last week at Jefferson West. You know, kind of sloppy early for both teams. Couple of turnovers on each side in the first handful of plays. You know, Jeff West, the lone score in the first quarter on a blocked punt. They got a little bit of their offense going in the second quarter. It took you guys a little while to get going, but the offense, you guys were able to start moving it a little bit more in the second half. They kind of build a lead. You guys make things interesting late. You have the back-to-back touchdown drives, and then you recover an onside kick, so you had a chance to get it to a two-score game in the fourth quarter, but they get another touchdown and then add a pick six. So certainly some ups and downs in that game. What would you take away from the game last week at Jeff West?
Yeah, they're a good team, man. They've gotten a lot better, and obviously the skill positions, they're doing some great things with their quarterback and receiver, and he went and made some catches that are good at any level. I mean, what a player. We had guys in position that, you know, what do you tell them when they come over? I mean, couldn't have done much different. I mean, you have tight coverage, and he went up and made a play. I like our kids continue to play hard. We just got to do a better job. And we turned the ball over four times, so we've got 100 yards in penalties. And those things just, you know, put you behind the chains, change your field position, give momentum to the other team when you're giving the ball back. So, you know, we got to take care of us and continue to get better in that game. But I like our kids fought. And I said, you know, we were hoping to go down there, and we didn't quite finish that one drive to make it interesting to see if we could make it a two-score game and continue to push from there.
Yeah, what'd you see or maybe adjustments or changes with the offense, you know, in that stretch in the second half where you guys were able to kind of come back and make things interesting? What'd you like in that stretch, and just what were you seeing from the offense that was allowing it to be a little bit more successful?
Yeah, I think we just continue to do what we were doing and trust the plan of where we're at. You know, we like our ability to be able to run the football and felt like we were doing that. And, you know, when you get penalties or you do things that get you behind the chains, it kind of takes that off the table a little bit. And so we got to be more effective throwing the ball and more efficient in that. But, you know, I like the way our guys up front were playing, and it's probably as good as we've played up front in the run game this year. With some consistency and assignment sound, what we were doing, and played with some physicality, because that's a good defense. I mean, they're giving you a lot of looks. They're coming at you a lot of different ways, and there's no doubt that 52 sitting in the middle is a disruptive force.
Perry LeCompton football coach Mike Paramore joining us. They get Hayden this week, week 7 tomorrow night. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes here with Perry LeCompton football coach. That is Mike Paramore. It's brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Week 7 tomorrow night, coach. You are at home. Get a good team last week in Jeff West. Another really good team on the docket this week. Undefeated Hayden, the Wildcats, number 2 ranked in the 3A classification. They're coming off a big win against Holton last week. This is just a powerhouse team. They're good year in and year out. And, you know, they sit here right now at 6-0. What do you take and make of this team this year and kind of the expectations for this one tomorrow night?
Yeah, that's a very good team. And they consistently reload and are very well coached in what they're doing and got good players. They got speed again. They can run. From an offensive standpoint, they're very multiple. They can throw the ball effectively. They run the ball well. They give you a ton of different looks. So defensively, we got to make sure we're assignment sound and get where we need to be. And then defensively, they really move around and fly to the ball. Just another fast, physical team. And, you know, we crossed paths with Hayden numerous times over the years. So we're going to go out and see if we can lock horns with them and put our best foot forward.
How much different schematically are they, you know, offensively and defensively compared to what you saw last week with Jeff West?
There's some similarities. I mean, I think they run the ball a little bit better and do that. But, I mean, both teams throw the ball very effectively and have well-conceived passing games. So there's a lot of similarities that come from that. So defensively, we're going to try to go on with a pretty similar plan of how we can defend it and just need to do a better job.
What would you say is the most important aspect? You know, we talk keys to the game every single week, but if there's one mm-hmm. thing that you know and your coaches are honing in on, it's like we have to do this in order to win this game, what would you kind of pinpoint there?
I think, you know, be effective, we got to eliminate the big plays. And if we can slow down that, I mean, you look at them week after week, game after game, and they're hitting big stuff. They're getting long runs. They're, you know, a very explosive team. And if we can at least try to make them work out a little bit, you know, that gives us a chance and then gets the ball back. And, of course, we've got to take care of the ball. I mean, that's something we've struggled with all year for whatever reason and kind of get snake bit. You know, we need to take care of the football and value the possessions we have and see if we can do something with it.
There it is. Perry LeCompton football coach Mike Paramore joining us. They're at home tomorrow night taking on Topeka Hayden, Week 7 district matchup in the 3A classification. Coach, we always appreciate the time. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Appreciate your time.